Hare Krishna. Reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 37, Sringara Ras Vichar, Sringara Sarup, and Vipralamba. Om Vijnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya. Takshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayebhya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we're getting pretty far ahead in Jiva Dharma, and just preparing a little bit, I'm really excited about it. Rasa Vaisaha, the highest reality is Rasa. And what is Rasa? Rasa means that there's Krishna and Krishna's energies. And the ultimate reality is an exchange of Krishna and his energies. The ultimate reality is love. God is the supreme absolute truth, and he's enjoying. And what is his enjoyment? It's love. So the ultimate reality is love, and the full internal manifestation of that love is Krishna's pastimes, where the pure souls who have an intense desire to serve become perfect receptacles for Krishna's internal potency, which is Krishna's love, which is Krishna's pleasure, when it comes from the heart of his devotees to him. And it's quite a technical description of it, but there's a basic core thing that's happening. Leela is creating rasa. The arrangement of the pastimes is Krishna's ontological, Krishna's way, it's his ontological way, it's his being. His being is this churning of love between the absolute whole and everything connected with that whole. There's one reality in that regard. There's one harmonious whole, which for the purpose of love has divisions and qualities. And ultimately, that's what we are, and that's what we're made to do. But somehow or other, in our part in that ultimate reality, we have a choice to make, whether to serve Krishna or not. And somehow or other, there's some kind of relish in that choice and the mercy that God gives to help us get there. So where Vijay Kumar, the uncle of Brajanath, who's come to Krishna consciousness, is advancing. And he understood the components of Ras. And he's understanding it, but he wants to relish it further. And he asks about, how do I really awaken this feeling? And he says, you really have to understand it deeply. The Buddha Bhava Samavita. You have the wrong conception, you're not going to have love of Godhead. If you think Krishna's material, or if you think you're God, or you think you're the body. So that sambandha gyan, that relationship with Krishna, the understanding has to deepen and deepen and deepen. And he says, if you really want to understand Ras, you have to understand the sarup of Sringara Ras. And Sringara Ras is the feeling of Madhurya Ras. And that feeling of Madhurya Ras there are two kinds. There's Viparlamba, love and separation, and Sambhog. And he begins to explain Viparlamba. It's the emotion that happens, the separation, when the hero and the heroine, Radha and Krishna, cannot cherish their union, and they long for the union of Krishna. And it can happen when you're with Krishna. There's union, there's separation and union. You're with Krishna and Krishna has to go. You're in separation. Well, we know the case of the gopis meeting Krishna in Dwarka, in Kurukshetra after so many years, but he wasn't able to manifest himself as their lover because he was in a Raja Vesh, he was as a king, and he had to maintain his majesty and a dignity for the subjects that were surrounding him. And of course, and also Vyog, separation. And this Viparlamba, it especially nourishes the mood of Sambhog. Of union. Union is heightened after separation, and that mood doesn't fully manifest without this separation. We see that in the Shikshastakam. The last verse represents, the next to last verse represents separation, and then the last verse represents union. And he begins to describe the different types of Viparlamba. There's Purvarag. Before they actually meet, you know, you hear about Krishna, the gopis hear about Krishna. There's Man, when there's anger and they're separated from Krishna. There's Prema Vichitya, when they're with Krishna, but an emotional impetus makes them think that Krishna is separated, just like in Prem Sarovara, when Madhu Mangal was chasing away the bee, and then he said Madhu is gone, Madhu means bee, and then Radharani became so distraught that even though she was sitting on Krishna's lap, she was in the illusion that he wasn't there. And the other one is Pravas. I'm not sure what that means right now. And this Purvarag arises is either when they see when the gopis see Krishna before they actually have met, or they hear about Krishna before they actually met. And seeing Krishna means they can be in separation. They see Krishna directly, but they can't meet him. Or they see him in dreams, or they see a picture of him. And hearing, they may hear someone reciting about Krishna's glorification. They may hear prayers about Krishna, or they may hear about Krishna from the lips of the other gopis and messengers, or they may listen to songs. And they feel that separation from Krishna. And there's so many what we call sanchari bhavs. Sanchari bhavs means transitory emotions that arise from this mood and depression and eagerness, and you know, so many. And then he describes that there are three types of Purvarag: Prodha, fully matured, Samanjasa, intermediate, and Sadharan, general. So now we're going to first talk for today about fully matured Purvarag. I know there's just a few people listening today, but thank you, because this is really relishable. And it's just so nice to hear, and we don't often get to hear about this. And here I am sitting in Vrindavan, and just day after day, just from morning to evening with people, giving classes, and this is really where it's at. I can't say this is where it's at, but this is the a deep understanding. And we've gone 36, 37 chapters to get to this. Vijay, what is proto, fully matured Purvarag? Purvarag is proto when it occurs in those possessed of Samartha Rati. Samartha Rati means the most excellent and deep type of affection. On this level of Purvarag, the 10 dashas states, beginning from intense longing up to desire for death, can manifest. Since Purvarag is proto, fully manifest, the states that manifest in are also proto. And what are the 10 dashas states? This is actually just a summary of part of Ujjvala Nilamani, and he's describing one verse of Purvarag from Division 9. Lalaso dvega jagharyas tanavan jari matutu vayagram vyadya unmado moho mityur tasa disa. The 10 states are intense longing, lalasa, anxiety, udvega, sleeplessness, jagarana, emaciation, tanava, inertia, jadata, impatience, vigrata, illness, vyadi, madness, unmada, delusion, moha, and longing for death, mityu. So these will be described. What is lalasa? Lalasa is the intense longing to attain one's heartfelt desire, abhishta, and its symptoms are eagerness, fickleness, reeling, and heavy breathing. So it's so technical. But one who understands the subject can understand what's happening. There's a pastime, and Radha hasn't met Krishna yet. Generally, it was described previously that, let me see what it was described previously. It's a, that, that there was a question, does this Purvarag manifest first in Krishna or the gopis? And it's right, you know, so Gopal Guru Goswami said, there's many considerations. In mundane affairs, generally the men initiate the longing for mutual attraction because women are usually more shy than men. This was written 500 years ago, but the basic psychology is still there to some extent. However, since women have more prem, Purvarag manifests first in the gopis. And that's what the Shastra, the Bhakti Shastra say, first the gopis, first the devotee and Krishna reciprocates. And because the gopis are the topmost devotees, that Purvarag manifests them. Yeah, let's now go back. So we can see that someone has heard about Krishna, either heard a prayer about Krishna, or heard from another person about Krishna, or a song about Krishna, or saw a picture of Krishna, or saw Krishna in a dream, or saw Krishna in the distance but hadn't met, and then the breathing becomes very, very heavy. Come in. Come in. Okay, the whole team is here. Okay, wait one second. I got to get a few things going here. Yeah, you got the Tulsi? Tatiana made the garland? Oh, how nice. Yeah. No, I have flowers there. Okay, Vrindavan Das, everything you need is there. Stop working. Okay. You got Tulsi?
Yeah.
That's good. That's enough. That's enough. Don't wash the Tulsi. Just
for now, I brought it for later on.
Put on the desk. Okay. Just set up everything. Yeah.
Is there something I can do?
No, no. Okay, back to the class. Okay, and thanks for taking them around last night. That was great.
Yes, it was amazing. And also, I heard
yeah.
Nearby
Mandir.
Nearby
yeah. No, learn all the places and take people around. It's great. Okay, I'm sorry because it's just Vrindavan Das from New Jersey. Some of you know him. Came in. And Vraja Devi, a disciple of mine from Italy who stays here in Vrindavan, and she's taking around some of the Iranian devotees. And Lalsa is the intense longing to attain, okay, Udvega, anxiety. So they see Krishna, and it's Udvega, and they're disturbed in mind, and symptoms, deep, heavy breathing, they become stunned, they become extra mental, they cry, even their body becomes pale, they begin perspiring, or, you know, they hear about Krishna, then there's jagaran. And jagaran means that there's sleeplessness, and their senses become dry, they're laying in bed, or, you know, they're hearing, or they see Krishna. They wake up from a dream and they see Krishna. And then there's tanava, emaciation. The leanness of the body, and the body just becomes emaciated. And weakness and reeling of the mind. Or this can also happen in Dalap, which is lamentation. And Jadata, inertia, it's kind of like a depression. So Radha or the gopis, they some other gopi who tells about Krishna, and Jadata, they lose all sense of discrimination. They can't even respond when someone asks for them. And they lose the ability to see and hear. So these are just explosions of emotion for Krishna. And what is vyagrata, impatience? So they see a picture of Krishna and well, they see Krishna in the distance. They become very, very grave externally. And the symptoms don't manifest externally, but internally they become grave and they become extremely agitated and it's intolerable. And the symptoms are they become depressed, they regret, jealousy, but it's all internal. Or someone sees a picture of Krishna, never saw Krishna before, and the symptom is vyadi. They become acutely disappointed because they can't attain Krishna. And it causes them to be sick. And they become pale and they develop a high fever. Yeah, and this is called vyadi, and then their body may be cold, shivering, breathing, fall unconscious on the ground, or then they may hear a song about Krishna, and they just become completely enamored. And they call it unmada, madness. Madness is the condition in which the Nayaka, the gopi, has mistakenly perceives her beloved object in different beloved in different objects everywhere. For example, talking to a tamal tree to be Krishna and embracing it. It is the result of intense absorption of the mind and constant thoughts of one's beloved and of being overwhelmed by bhavas such as despondency, dejection, and humility. And then they start to make jealous remarks, long breathing, pains of separation. They don't blink the eyes. What is moha? So, you know, they may see Krishna. They may hear a song about Krishna. They may hear a prayer. Some sage may be quoting a prayer. And they just go mad. Moha means they become unconscious. They just become, boom, they fall unconscious, motionless, on the ground. Finally, what is mrityu? So after seeing Krishna, hearing about, but not meeting Krishna, and being so distressed about it, then mrityu means death. And it says when they go, he answers, because Vijay is asking this, when the Nayak is unable to meet with her Kanti beloved, even though she employs all means, such as sending love letters and messages through Sakis, Cupid's arrows cause unbearable, intense pains of separation that she strives for death. In this state, she gives away her cherished belongings to her sakis, her girlfriends. Udipan vibhavs, seeing a bee, a mild breeze, moonlight, kadamba tree, anything that remembers of Krishna, clouds, lightning, peacocks, they just... they begin, I just want to die. I just want to die without Krishna. And it's sincere. I can only do one more today because of my schedule, but it's so nice to discuss this. So that's fully matured. Now there's some Samanjasa, intermediate. Remember, there are three types of Purvarag. We describe fully manifest. Now, this is intermediate. So what happens in the intermediate Purvarag? So Vijay asks, what is Samanjasa Purvarag? Kindly explain. Samanjasa Purvarag is the Purvarag that appears prior to meeting, and it is the specific characteristic of Samanjasa Rati. In this condition, the Nayaka, that means the heroine, the gopi, can gradually manifest the 10 conditions, namely longing, manifest longing, abhilash, contemplation, chinta, remembrance, smriti, glorifying the qualities of the lover, guna kirtan, agitation, anxiety, udvega, lamentation, madness, unmada, illness, vyadi, inertia, jadata, and longing for death. So this, you gradually manifest conditions, the shahs. There's proto, fully manifest, and this is samanjata, intermediate. You gradually manifest. What is the meaning of avilas? Meeting. Avilas refers to the endeavor made to meet the beloved and its anubhavs or decorating one's body, approaching the beloved on the pretext of doing something else and displaying one's attraction, anurag, towards him. So it starts to this separation. You go back, go here, try to meet Krishna. Chinta is meditation on how to achieve the association with love. So as you start to think, and then you such as you meditate, for example, you start to think, let me inform of one's condition through a Brahmin sending a letter. The symptoms of tossing and turning in bed, long, deep breathing and gazing. What is meant by smriti here? Smriti is deep absorption in thoughts of the beloved, who Legends Association has been experienced by seeing him and hearing about him and his beauty, his ornaments, his pastimes, and various blissful dealings, and everything related to him. Its honor bobs are trembling, fatigue, change in bodily color, tears, detached renunciation, and deep breathing. I kind of have to go, but if anybody would like to say hello, it's always nice to hear from anybody on the Sangha. Would someone like to say hello?
Hello, Maharaj. Thank
Who's
you
that?
For class. This is Gail.
Is that Gail?
It is.
Thank you, Gail. We're going to continue
you.
With this now. There's just a few souls left, but this is really the culmination of so many studies. Is anybody else there?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Brother Rahul.
Okay, this is hearing about Radha and Krishna. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Kishori.
I feel such deep separation in your voice from Vrindavan. It's paining me deeply.
It's strong.
Yeah, we went yesterday with a group from New York, and the rest came, and we went to take the Brijbasi rotis again.
Oh, how nice.
And before that, the devotees went by themselves to Radha Damodar. And now, Lila Velasini just arrived today, just to help me for the month.
Wonderful.
So, we'll be going to Barsana. And Vrindavan Das is a star.
Great.
He's so fired
That's good
up.
To hear.
Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan. You can't believe how blissful this guy is. He's completely,
awesome.
He's helping me with my puja. Completely.
Great.
And he ate more Brijbasi rotis than anybody because he said he wanted to make up for being ill in Puri. And he lived to tell it. Okay. Anybody else there? Is Priya there today?
She's at Gopa's house. I'm not sure if she's listening. She probably would have said hi.
Okay. Well, tell her Maharaj asked, okay?
I will.
Okay.
She's probably sleeping. That's it. Hari Bol.
No excuse. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. I'm going to get out my puja. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.